So we have this dwarf
balsam.
And this is quite unusual because they usually get quite tall. How tall do they typically get?
Balsam poplars?
Yes.
The river bottoms? Old ones? 40, 50 feet.
Wow.
They will tower. And they get huge at the base. Some of those down along the rivers where they used to go before the flood stopped and the brome grass invaded, curtailed their regeneration and changed the whole ecology of the river bottoms. But those big ones down in Fish Creek Park are big, magnificent, overstory trees.
Right.
But Paskapoo doesn't do that. It should have the long-lived genes of the native Balsamifera. And we have that big stump up there that was brought to us by arborists. We polished that up. That thing was 105 years old and solid to the core. So that whole short-lived poplar thing is erroneous. It's true for hybrid poplars, and those that don't actually live here are not hardy enough or not tough enough or cold resistant or drought resistant, but a native balsam selection. And this particular genetic dwarf doesn't overwhelm a site.
And you call it Paskapoo because you originally source it from where?
Paskapoo slopes on the western side of the geologic formation, west side of Calgary.
Okay. And so how tall do they typically get? Well, I'm looking, these would be full maturity? Or
these aren't quite mature. No, they're about halfway there.
Okay.
It's getting up around 20 feet or so.
Okay.
20 feet high and 20 feet wide.
Okay. But that's it, though.
That's it, and then slowing down. What's really nice about it is their strength, just the inherent lateral branching, those right angle branches coming off of there.
Right, very strong scaffolding.
We don't get any snow damage. We've had heavy snows in May after full leaf, and there is no broken branches. Arborists run around like crazy fixing all these broken, damaged, storm-damaged trees. No, these are just fine. We have to check with them to see what the extent of the damage is out there because the native stuff is adapted to that. It's just better quality.
So would
more resistant.
Would this be
more
then,
tolerant.
Because of that, a good a street tree or municipal planting because of
it's
that?
It's being trialed as a boulevard tree, yeah, in several municipalities. Okotoks, Calgary, the city of Calgary, city of Red Deer has it now. So it's ongoing trials. We've passed all of its tests and it's done very, very well. And you can tell by the flowers it's a male. That's a positive thing. So that alleviates all that. Ooh, I'm afraid of fluff. Fear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I say it resolves all of the poplar issues, and there are a lot of issues with poplars. So this is it resolves those issues. The root system, of course, is not quite as invasive because it's adapted to this climate. Those hybrid ones that have plunked into Alberta, they're angry, they're mad, they're not happy here. They fight back. That's why the roots run across the surface and they go so wide, so broad. It's because they have to have a root system that wide to absorb enough moisture to support a top that isn't really programmed for this climate.
Right.